Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, fantasy managers, and welcome to the First Pitch Podcast. My name is Trevor Huth. I appreciate you joining me. We had lots of games today. The final game of the night just ended as I'm recording this. The Mets just eked one out against the Athletics. Athletics, well, they tried to make it close. They brought it within a run in the last inning, but couldn't quite get there. Let's dive into some news around baseball. Brandon Woodruff has begun his rehab assignment, or will begin his rehab assignment in AAA, so he is on his way back. The Chicago Cubs are getting a second opinion on Justin Steele for his elbow tendonitis. We'll see, you know, how that works out, how long he is out. Interested to see who they pick to replace him in the rotation. They said they want to keep their options open. I think Jordan Wicks is the one in my mind who's going to be getting that chance, but that is far from confirmed. That is speculation, maybe some guessing on my part. The Brewers recalled Jose Quintana. He had his first start tonight through seven shutout innings, only struck out two, however. Some other news around the league. Jake Cronenworth heads to the IL. The Padres select Tyler Wade to replace him on the roster. Hunter Harvey's heading to the IL with an arm strain. Chase Meadroth officially has been promoted. He made his debut. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. To make room, the White Sox head to DFA Justin Anderson. Couple more pitchers heading to the IL. Man, these injuries are just stacking up one on top of another lately, it seems like. But a couple more pitchers heading to the IL. Pablo Lopez going to the IL. So we'll see how long he's out. That's a huge blow for Minnesota. And Ben Joyce, he heads to the IL after his velo was down in his most recent outing. They're calling it I believe it was either shoulder or elbow inflammation, but he's going to be down. Hopefully when he comes back, he has that, well, he has that velocity back, right? That's kind of his thing. That's the appeal. He struggled out of the gate this year. And again, his velocity was way down, like the lowest it's been. His fastball was only 99 miles per hour. If I'm remembering the numbers right, but certainly hope he can come back and start throwing flames again as he does. Another bit of news I wanted to mention, Spencer Turnbull is set to throw for MLB teams. Not sure anything's going to come of it, but maybe Spencer Turnbull finds his way back to a rotation at some point. So let's check out some highlights from yesterday's game. Gleyber Torres is back with the Tigers, and he went 2-for-4 with a walk in his return to play. Javi Baez, also with the Tigers. You know what? He's hitting .313 in his early going chances this year. He has been actually pretty good at the plate, which is not what was expected of him. So that's good to see. He was 1-for-4 with a double. Mike Trout stays on fire, hits his sixth home run. Now he's only hitting .208, but he has a ton of power right now. So Trout with six home runs, that is the lead in Major League Baseball. He's tied with a few other players. I'm going to talk about one of them coming up in just a moment. But also on the Angels, hot hitting Kyren Paris. Oh my gosh, 2-for-3 with a double and a walk. If he's still available, I mean, ride the hot streak. Go get him if you can. Somebody might have already jumped on it because he's been hitting the ball very, very well as of late. So that is, again, I don't know how long it's going to last. I've seen that he has a new hitting coach, and whatever the case is, whatever it is, it's working right now. So if you can go get him, I'd go get him and ride this hot streak till it's over, because who knows how long it's going to stay. Hopefully sticks around for a while. Let's go to Houston. Yonier Diaz, 3-for-5 with a home run and a double, 5 RBIs tonight. That brings his average up to a whopping 132. My gosh, his start has not been great, but what a nice day he's had. Or what a nice day he just had. Hopefully a home run and a double. Hopefully this is the start of him, you know, pulling things back to normal, because certainly something that my fantasy teams could use, but also that the Astros, and I'm sure fantasy managers who invested in Diaz early in drafts would love to have. So once again, home run, double in the game. That's awesome to see. Another couple guys starting slow for Houston, Cam Smith, Isak Paredes, both had a homer in the game as well. Chase Meadroth with his debut, 3 walks one official at-bat registered in all of his plate appearances. He went 1-for-1 with 3 walks in his debut. Going to be interesting to see what he is as a major leaguer. And what I mean is he has a really good hit tool. He has the ability to hit the ball. Not a ton of power given to him, but obviously he showed that he can get on base here in this debut. One game is not a sample. One game sample is not an expectation to be had, but certainly going to be interesting to see how he settles in and what his role would be for fantasy managers. Now, on a real baseball team, he has a lot of value because of what he can do at the plate. But when it comes to fantasy, it's going to be interesting to see. It might depend on league rules if he's going to be, you know, more of a helpful guy or not. Heading over to Washington, James Wood with a double and a home run. Good to see. I mean, the balls he hits, if you go and watch the things that he hits and he hits with power, it's insane the kind of power he generates, because there's certain pitch locations that he can get to and get to with power that he just shouldn't. And it's a lot of fun. Oh my gosh. Love watching it. Jung Hoo Lee, with his first bomb of the year. Josh Young also hit his first home run after being out with injury for a while. Jorge Polanco can't stop, won't stop hitting. 3 hits, including a bomb. Man, he is just setting the scene for a bounce back year. It's certainly interesting to see how his career, or how his season is going to play out. But once again, a trio of hits, including a bomb in this last one. Pete Alonso in the game that just recently ended, 3-for-3 with a home run and a double, 3 RBIs. Love to see that. And finally, last hitter I want to talk about, Tommy Edman. Tommy Edman hit another home run. That's 6 home runs now for him on the year. His career high is 13. Last year, he had 6. He has 6 already this year. And that means he is tied currently for the MLB lead in home runs. Just like everybody predicted would happen, just like we all thought should be happening at this point. So currently tied, I mean, it's early on, obviously, and these stats are just interesting more than anything, but the power he's getting to is unexpected. And I mean, good if you have him, but if you don't, kind of confusing. So Tommy Edman now tied with the likes of Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, Kyle Schwarber, and Tyler Soderstrom with the MLB lead in home runs. Kind of crazy. I mean, that's just, might just be me, but that is kind of crazy. Move on to some pitching highlights. Aaron Nola had a good game, 5 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 4 walks, 7 strikeouts on his game. David Festa was solid in his season debut, 4.2 innings, 3 hits, 0 earned runs, and 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. So solid for David Festa there. Ronel Blanco, 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 7 strikeouts. Davis Martin threw 6 innings and 6 hits, 1 earned run, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Now, Davis Martin is an interesting one, too. I keep using the word interesting with some of these guys because that's all we have at this point, right? These are just early season numbers, hot streaks, whatever the case may be. But Davis Martin out of the White Sox rotation, not off to a great start, but a really nice kick change. And it was working for him in this one, 6 strikeouts. Robbie Ray, 4 innings pitched, 2 hits, 7 strikeouts. Taj Bradley, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts. Chris Bubich just staying hot just absolutely killing it. Not someone that I had expected to do stuff like this, but just a great outing from him. Another one, 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts. And again, at one point last year, I had traded him for a prospect that I didn't even keep in my keeper league because he was just a middling reliever. And now all of a sudden, fantastic starter out of the rotation. I can't say it enough. It just is amazing the transformation that Chris Bubich has had. Tanner Bibee, 4.2 shutout innings. He did walk 4 and only strike out 4 in his outings. Nick Pivetta, probably the outing of the day. 7 innings pitched, 0 earned runs, 1 walk, 10 strikeouts for him. Hitting that double-digit strikeout mark. Love to see it for Nick Pivetta. Bryce Miller kind of getting back on track, entering the game. His number's not exactly what he was hoping or what anyone who rosters him was hoping, but 5 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts. Another big outing coming from Yoshinobu Yamamoto, 9 strikeouts across 6 shutout innings. He's settled and he's having a good year as well. looking at some relievers, or one reliever rather, Tommy Conley gets his second save of the year for the Tigers. It was interesting to see how, I just wanted to see how that bullpen was going to play out the back end of that bullpen since they sent Jason Foley down to start the year. Bo Brisky got the first attempt at it. Didn't quite go as well, but to be fair, he was, pitching against the Dodgers. But now it looks like Tommy Conley is settling in more of that closer role. Still could be more of a committee thing, but Conley gets his second save of the year. So those were our performances from yesterday. We're going to look at some interesting pitching matchups or interesting pitching options for today's games. I'm going to do that in just a moment, though. We're going to take a quick break right now. Once again, my name is Trevor Huth, and this is the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. My name is Trevor Huth. I appreciate you joining me. And we've talked about some good performance as well. Let's see what we got coming up today. On the mound today, Jackson Jobe. I mention him every week, and I'm going to try my best not to just be a broken record about it. But Jackson Jobe back on the mound, and I love to see it because you want to see if he can keep taking steps forward. He continually shows that he has the ingredients. He has the pieces. But you want to see him put it together the rest of the way. And that's kind of why I'm continually watching Jackson Jobe. That, and I'm a Tigers fan. Just throwing that one out there too. But you keep wanting to see him put those pieces together so you can see what his realistic MLB ceiling is. Because as a prospect, you can guess it's pretty high based on everything he can do. And against actual major league competition, you still want to see him do a little bit more. Jordan Hicks off to a good start this year. He's got a tough matchup against the Yankees. So that's going to be a good test for him early on, a good test of where he is at. Because again, he started hot last year and kind of fell off. We'll see what happens this year. Sandy Alcantara against the Nats. That's going to be a good game to be starting Sandy Alcantara, just like the rest of them are. He's back, he's nasty, and he's playing the Nats. Andrew Abbott is set to make his season debut. He'll be pitching against the Pirates. He's coming back from his shoulder injury, so it'll be his first start of the year. Not one that I think that I would personally be throwing him in my lineup for. I just want to see what he looks like more than anything, especially with how long it took him to come back because there wasn't a delay, but they were kind of slow. The Reds were kind of slow rolling it as we got to this point, but he will be making his season debut. Chase DeLander. This is going to be his second start in the big leagues. His first away from Coors. He's going to be facing the San Diego Padres. So, look, he got the win's first start. He was pitching in Coors. I know Colorado pitchers are not who we're going after, but it'll be interesting to see how he looks away from Coors, away from that suppressing environment, to see what Chase DeLander truly looks like. And I know that, you know, he pitches in Coors. So what he truly looks like in Coors is what he's going to truly look like. I get that, but he's got some good stuff, and pitching away, pitching in San Diego, I think is going to help us kind of see Chase DeLander fully as to what he might look like outside of Coors. But second start, first outside of Coors, should be interesting to see how that one goes. And then, you know, my pitching matchup for yesterday was the Rangers versus the Mariners, because DeGrom versus Bryce Miller. I thought that was going to be fun. Well, I'm not going anywhere. My pitching matchup of the day, same matchup. Kumar Rocker versus Brian. That's going to be so much fun. Rocker's still looking to get it on track a little bit. Unfortunately, just not a great start for him. Brian Wu. Ooh, my gosh, he has been great this year, at least from what I've been able to see. Looks like a lot of fun on the mound right now. So that is the matchup that I certainly am going to be paying attention to, is Rocker versus Wu. Hopefully Rocker takes a step forward. Hopefully Wu keeps it going. And just that Mariner rotation is just fun all the way through. And even missing a pitcher like George Kirby, it's impossible not to want to watch those starters. It seems like every day they're just rolling out a starter that's, you know, I want to watch this guy. I want to make sure, because they're just good. And Brian Wu I think looks a lot better this year than any time I saw him last year. So definitely good, should be a good matchup there. With that, I appreciate you guys listening. If you are not a member of PL Pro and not in the Discord, please consider joining, because we have a lot of good conversation that happens. And of course, you talk to all of the wonderful writers. Check out the website and everything that is going on, because there's a lot of good articles that are coming out daily. But with that, I appreciate you listening. I will be back again tomorrow for my final First Pitch podcast of the week. But I will see you guys tomorrow. Appreciate you joining me here today on this one. Once again, my name is Trevor Huth, and you have been listening to the First Pitch podcast, which, of course, is a part of Pitcher List.
This has been the First Pitch podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.